This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Well, did you get a chance to do some digging in the Bible to find information on the life of Timothy since our last visit? I did, and though I have been familiar with his life, I found some new information to me that ministered to me even before I started correlating it into an outline. I have a legal-sized yellow pad sheet full of information about the life and ministry of Timothy, Paul's young associate. I didn't realize how many places he went to with Paul and what some of his ministry activities included. From childhood, he was informed about the Old Testament. When Paul arrived in Lystra, he and probably his mother and grandmother became Messianic Jews. Seeing Paul's stone dragged out of the city and left for dead, only to have him arise and go back into the city to meet with the believers, made a profound impact on his young life. Once he joined Paul's team, he was exposed to other challenges Paul faced, like having the Holy Spirit hinder him from ministering in certain places. He also saw how faithfulness to God might provoke others to persecute you, like Paul and Silas experienced in Philippi. Not too long into his journey with Paul and Silas, he was sent to Thessalonica to see how they were doing and encourage them in their newfound faith. He actually preached alongside his teammates. He was proved early in his ministry and found faithful. Paul affirmed in 1 Corinthians 16:10 that he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. Paul loved and affirmed him over and over again in his letters. We'll dig for more information in our next visit, and I trust you'll join us. Go to my website and you can review these messages, gettinggodsmessage.org.